Okay.
Also, Nate, you, before we start, you sound like you're punching the microphone a lot.
Do I sound like anyone else?
I don't really notice anything.
But, like, every time you talk, you know, there's a gust of wind.
It's his fan, I'm pretty sure.
Probably. How about now?
Yeah, just then, when you said that, there was, like, a noise.
That's his fan.
Yeah, probably my fan. Because if I'm not talking, it's not actually picking up the fans. So you'll hear the fans when I'm talking.
Yeah, because he's using plosive phonemes, and that's not, that'd be punching the microphone if he was too close.
Right.
Yeah, if you heard the.
If you heard.
Yeah, it's more of a.
Yeah, that's just a fan. I'm just trying to stay cool up here, man. You get me? You feel me? You feel me, Charlie?
Yes.
Please stop doing that.
Yeah, that's what? Creepy, Charlie. Why would you do that?
Stop. Wait, stop feeling me. I need an adult. That was my bathing suit area.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Matt, push a button.
Nate, I don't think that counts if you wear your bathing suit on your head.
Shut up, Zach!
So what I was going to say before Charlie interrupted me like 2 minutes ago is I've started recording.
This will be the best side chatter. And, let's see. She flips a coin. Alright. She's like, okay, let's try the hug thing again. Because I want to see if this actually can do something. If you don't mind.
What? Sorry. Kind of zoned out there for a second.
Zoned out in mid-scene.
I did! How terrible.
Are you sure you're okay to play a game, man?
I'm super good.
Okay. You want a Coke? I can get you a Coke.
No.
Nice bit of caffeine to wake you up.
Fuck.
But no.
No, this voice is doing plenty to wake me up.
Okay.
Although I will say, and I don't want to be a total, like, buzzkill, because I'm having a lot of fun and I really did wake up for it, but I have, like, a killer stomach ache right now, and I don't know how much farther I can go.
That's okay. We don't have to RP it out. We just say they'd just kill time, hang out, if you would prefer.
That'd be fine. We can say that Phoenix is too much of a pussy to, like,
he's probably not going to, he's not going to bring up the whole thing just yet. He thinks maybe let that sit a while before he brings it up again.
Let it percolate.
Do I need water, Amanda?
I have water.
Is there anything I can do to, like, help you out there?
Remove my stomach.
You want?
I can't do that.
You want some Tums?
I don't think it's an acid problem. Or an acid problem. I don't know, I just have a really bad tummy ache.
You want to call it quits here, or?
I mean, if you can go on without me, I don't want to kill the game. Kill it dead.
Guys, I figured out those goons. You know, the goons?
No.
Those goons are orphan remnants of the post-perestroika Soviet secret police apparatus, which until 1991 carried out its own twisted interpretation of the well-intended original Marxist-Leninist doctrine using the state security, which was massively corrupted by Berea at the end of the 30s. Of course, once a mass populace is coerced in such behavior as a permanent condition of their mind, a radical doctrinal dialectic shift such as glasnost produces guys like those, stunned headless automata whose only purpose in their lives is the continuation of Brutus measures to which their genetic code has been programmed since the fall of the Romanovs. And that's how you kill a game.
Namazu does Eugene know you're using his phone?
Maybe. No.
Also, speaking of reasons to kill the game, we lost Charlie.
Alright, we'll pause. We'll pause a second because there is something else I can do here. That would possibly be a thing. So pause a second. Wait with Charlie. So okay, you want to start recording again?
Like I just did.
You ready, Amanda?
Yeah, I'm totally ready with the unmuted microphone.
All right,
an unmuted microphone.
An unneutered microphone. Amanda, you should get that microphone spin.
Do you have a problem with how I say words?
Alright, well, I'm going.
Okay.
He's got you there.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of literally.
That's true. Huh. Does that make sense?
Also, Zach, you're really cutting up.
Yeah.
Zach.
I don't think he can hear you.
Oh no, Zach. And he's gone.
Is he still... yeah, there he is. Good thing we decided not to use his internet tonight.
Yep.
It seems to be the thing. If everyone else's internet's crashing, Zach's is not.
I like that there's a Lovecraft hero on this.
Why
thing.
Wouldn't there be?
Yeah, yeah, right, nerds.
Yeah.
Voodoo tarot of Nolens and Russian tarot of St. Petersburg. Also international icon tarot.
International House of Tarot Cakes.
Tarot Cakes.
Also cat people tarot.
Yeah, why not?
I don't think that actually has anything to do with cats, though. They just tarot cards that have cats. Death has a skeleton cat.
There were these really awesome tarot cards that were sort of inspired by Gustav Klimt, who's one of my favorite artists. And I don't know anything about tarot, but I'd be, like, so all about those cards. I'm, like, I'm so about anything that is Gustav Klimt. There's, like, this $75 pair of leggings that has the kiss on it, and it's, like, I know it's stupid expensive for a pair of leggings, but, man, if I had just $75 laying around for leggings...
Those would be your leggings.
Oh, they're so cool. You. I would just wear them. I would be completely naked outside of just the leggings. Look at how cool they are. It's perfect.
See these leggings. Okay, that's really cool.
I can see why they're $75.
I will agree with this. That is really cool.
Like, all the leggings on this website are like $75 or $80, though, because they're like artisan leggings. They all have really awesome designs on them. There's one with, like, Hulk-sized Great Wave. There's Starry Night. There's, like, a completely anatomical, correct, muscular version of one.
Oh, that's cool.
But they're so expensive! Also, I probably couldn't fit my fat ass into them.
Oh, you'd be fine.
Manda, your ass is of appropriate fatness.
You don't have a fat, you just got booty.
God damn it. I don't even have booty, really. I just have childbearing hips.
That's a thing.
My hips really don't lie. Like, they tell more truths than I want them to.
God damn it, hips, learn to lie. Learn to lie already.
Shut up, hips, Jesus Christ.
Can't you tell I'm trying to be subtle? God, fucking... hips.
Unsubtle Hips, the latest romance novel.
Look at that. I am kind of glad that they tastefully decided not to render vagina muscles in there, though.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That is cool as hell, though.
I mean, if you're just doing the musculature, I'm not sure what differs in that.
See, I like these, but I like the kiss ones better, because from far away, it kind of looks like you've got bacon legs.
Oh no, bacon legs!
Bacon legs are the tastiest legs.
Oh god.
I would enjoy me some bacon legs.
Ah! There he is.
Also, they show people wearing these, but god, some of these
hello.
Product photos are awful.
Yeah, I just, Zach, I pulled up a Torrit thing.
Torrit?
A tarot? Yeah.
That's why I read it when I see it, okay? I would say tarot. We've been over this before.
Yes, but nothing changed. You learned nothing from that last experience. Nothing at all.
From that led experience.
Well, nonetheless, Zach, you're back. Recording again, Matt?
I've never stopped.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, man, you poor bastard.
You heard about my bacon legs and my childbearing hips that won't shut up.